Habla usted Spanglish with Larry Torres. Whatever happened to the basket of El Santo Niño de Atocha? Era la noche just before the new year. Canutito was asleep, dormido muy a gusto. De repente, he woke up with a start. Oiga, Grampo, he whispered, crawling over to where his Grampito was trampando oreja y chiflando nariz. Grampo, he said again, this time a little louder, and shaking him harder.
¿Qué pasa, mijo?
His Grampo asked.
Are you having una pesadilla?
No, Grampo, he replied. I thought I heard a coyote howling.
His Grampo listened intently for a minute, and then he grinned.
Ese no es un coyote, mijo, he said. That is the sound of people coming to dar los días.
How can people, give the days? Canutito asked, puzzled.
Oh, dar los días, said his Grampo, brushing away a couple of lagañas from his eyes. Is a tradition aquí en Nuevo México, in which people go from house to house on New Year's Eve, singing and serenading anyone named Manuel or Manuela.
¿Por qué hacen eso? Asked his grandson.
Pues porque Emmanuel in ancient Hebrew means God is within us. It is the first nombre that you must say in order to bring many blessings por todo el año nuevo.
Pues, just who was this Emmanuel everyone is singing about? Asked Canutito.
Mijo, prefaced his Grampo. It is El Niño Dios, the Holy Child himself. Have you ever seen the little statue of El Santo Niño de Atocha that your Grandma Cuca has arriba el ropero?
You mean the one with the cherry on top? Asked his grandson.
I know, came the reply. That is San Judas Tadeo, and that's not a cherry on top of his cabeza. It is the flame del Espíritu Santo. No, mijo.
He continued patiently.
El Santo Niño de Atocha is the little boy dressed as un pilgrim who sits on a throne and carries a staff and a gourd, as well as un canastito.
Why does El Santo Niño carry a little basket? Asked Canutito.
Hoo-hoo! Pues a long time ago, started his Grampito, sitting up in bed. There used to be war in Spain. Los moros y los cristianos were duking it out for many years.
Canutito pricked up his little orejitas to listen more intently.
De todos modos, continued his grandfather, while they were fighting, un muchachito dressed like a pilgrim would run primero to cure a los cristianos and then run over para curar a los del Moorish camp. Finally, después de mucho tiempo, both parties got the hint that the child god does not play favorites. Todos los del mundo are his children. So they dropped their weapons e hicieron las paces. And the little basket that El Santo Niño used to carry disappeared. Y vino a dar en el nuevo mundo.
What was in the basket, Grampo? Asked Canutito, forgetting about going back to sleep.
Oh, the miracle of the canasto, began his grandfather, was that no matter what you prayed for, you could always find it in the basket. Whether it was zapatos nuevos or tortillas or Bengay, you name it, ahí estaba en el canasto.
Grampo Caralampio glanced down to see the face of his grandson by the light of el fogoncito that was burning in the corner.
That basket, he went on, used to contain the secret to world peace. Después vino a dar al Perú, where a holy man got it.
¿Quién era that holy man? Asked Canutito eagerly, sitting up and resting his cabecita on his rodillas.
Oh, said his Grampo. He was a mulatto named Martín de Porres.
What is a mulatto? Asked Canutito.
He was a man that was the son of a Spanish nobleman y de una negra who was a slave. He was part black and part white. Pero he had such a buen corazón that the basket appeared to him and only he could continue to distribute los bienes del canasto. After Martín de Porres died, he became un santo. Y el canasto disappeared from the face of the earth. Dicen que when a good person is worthy to carry it otra vez, el canasto will come back to the earth and cure todos los males de la humanidad. Let's hope that there is someone who is worthy.
Canutito hunkered back down on his almohada and closed his eyes.
Esa noche he dreamed que el canasto had come back to earth and that it would be un feliz año nuevo.
And so until next time, this is Larry Torres saying, goodbye for Habla Usted Spanish.